As the year draws to a close, many of the churches that opened their doors to Hurricane Katrina evacuees are returning to something a little closer to normal. In our coverage of the hurricane, we spent time at one of those sanctuaries, Estruma Baptist Church in Baton Rouge. When we visited Estruma, we found a church remade. The children's center was packed with cots, new showers had been installed, and a storage space had been converted into a laundromat. Altogether, the shelter housed more than 1,500 evacuees. Estruma Baptist Church officially closed its shelter on October 31st. The church's pastor, Stuart Rothberg, says that was a day of mixed emotions.
We were happy that that phase had come to an end, that there was some stabilization, that folks could get on their way. But, you know, you develop a heart tie, and these people became family to us, and so it was like saying goodbye to a loved one.
Paint a picture for us. I actually visited Estruma, but for the many who are listening who'd never been there, what did that campus look like when this children's center was transformed into a shelter?
Well, it was marvelous. The campus was abuzz, both with evacuees and our members seeking to meet needs. I must say it was quite a wonderful time of people whose paths might not otherwise cross having a chance to find out we have a lot in common.
Is there a specific encounter that you remember observing where you saw two people who come from such different backgrounds sitting down together and having a bit of fellowship?
Yes. We had lots of garbage piling up, as you might imagine, with that many people. We were generating lots of garbage, and the city's infrastructure had not yet been able to accommodate it all. So we didn't know what to do, but we found an opportunity to load up the garbage in some trucks and take it elsewhere, but we needed help. And so two of the evacuees from inner city New Orleans popped in to pick up truck with one of our members, a white man, and the white man said, "I have never ridden in a vehicle with any black people," and the two black men said, we've never ridden in a vehicle with a white man," and it was wonderful. They became close friends who are in touch even to this day. So that is a wonderful, wonderful outcome.
The church has now moved on to something you're calling phase two of your relief effort. What's that all about?
Well, we're past the sheltering point, but so many of the parishes in our state, particularly the rural parishes, remain quite devastated, some still without electricity. And so we've gone on a bit of a reconnaissance mission to locate the areas that are most needy and where we can be most helpful. And so we send out teams to those areas. We call them mud out teams, chainsaw teams, and construction teams to do just what the term implies, help people reconstruct their churches, their homes. And there we send electricians and plumbers and then just ordinary people who could move a wheelbarrow or sweep out a room and those kinds of things. And we're able to do that without any costs to the community because we have been so fortunate to receive donations from folks across the country for disaster relief.
I imagine that through all this there were lots of teachable moments for you, inspiration for some of your sermons. But if you look back years from now, what's the story that you think might still remain very vivid in your mind?
Lots of things. I think, one, be careful what you pray for. We had been praying that the Lord would use us to be a help to our community and to be able to extend ourselves beyond the confines of the walls of the building, and wow, I think he took us up on that and brought hundreds and hundreds of wonderful and needy people right to our campus so that we could, figuratively speaking, put our money where our mouth is. Would we really reach out to needy people? Well, we did, by God's grace, and that for a pastor, I can't tell you that what that does.
Sounds like you've gone through a bit of a transformation yourself.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. More than 4 years of seminary could produce. This is real life stuff. And 3 months since this all happened, we're healthy and well, and I think better than ever before as people. And so for this, we just are grateful to God.
Pastor Rothberg, thanks so much for talking to us.
You bet. Blessings to you.
Stuart Rothberg is pastor of Estruma Baptist Church in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.